Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. I think I'm going to have fun doing the podcast because I enjoy talking to you, Wally. But another series loss, another series that we could have, should have won. It's frustrating. I'm getting a little frustrated with the team. How are you feeling today, buddy?
You know, off camera, we were talking about that we've seen this game that we saw today probably about 40 times this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're playing terrible.
No.
You know, you look at that, some of the peripherals, you can look and see why they're losing. But it's not like they're playing terrible. They're just not playing. They're not playing winning baseball. And there's such a fine line between playing well and playing winning. And that's one of the things in the last several years we've seen. That somehow, some way, even when they didn't play well, they'd find a way to win. And you didn't want to face them in the late innings because they would figure out a way to shut you down or get that big run.
All right, we got a comment already from Solarith. He said, not sure how I want gone more at this point, Abreu or Presley. Jose Abreu is actually not doing that bad since he's got called back, if you're talking about Jose Abreu. But we're definitely going to touch on Presley later in the show. That's for sure. I was talking about this on the last episode, and it seemed to me like, man, the Astros, every time the game's close, they lose. They're not winning these one run games. And they actually showed that stat towards the end of the game today. And I think they were like, something ridiculous, like, I don't even remember what it was. Do you remember what it was? Like 5-12? It was something.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but it was pretty obvious that the Twins were really good in one-run games, and the Astros were really bad. Like, the Astros were winning 27% of their one- and two-run games.
Yeah.
You know, we've played two teams in a row, the Twins and the Mariners, who figured out how to win games. They're figuring out how to win the games that you'd like to see the Astros winning. You know, Saturday was we'll talk about Saturday's game later, but Saturday was a great way to show how they can win.
Yeah, so the Astros, I think before they hit the Seattle series, they were 7-3 in their last 10. They won one out of four games against Seattle, and then one out of three. So what did that, two? They won
two and five,
and now they're like 4-6 in their last 10. It turns so quickly.
Sure and does.
I had the feeling that we were losing these close games because either we couldn't score when we needed to, or we just have some people at the back end of the bullpen. And Solara talked about Ryan Presley, and he kind of blew another game for us today, but. Let's talk about it, buddy. Astros and Twins, game one. Ronel Blanco is human.
Yeah.
He's a human being.
Yeah. He kept him in the game. It wasn't like he pitched terrible, terrible. He gave up four runs in 4 2/3 innings, 95 pitches, 62 strikes. It's the first game, though, we can really show that, like you said, he's human. He pitched like a regular pitcher, and you can't expect him to stop every time.
Yeah. This is the Ronel Blanco we expected to get.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny how it's changed. We didn't expect to get it now. We've been so fortunate to see him pitch very, very well that when he throws in one like this, you say, what happened?
Yeah. So like you said, 4 2/3, 3 hits and 4 runs. He had 3 walks. That didn't help. Top of the third, Correa had an RBI double. Kirilloff had a sac fly. We're down 2-0, and then the bottom of the fourth, Alex Bregman hits his 7th home run. Great series by Bregman. We'll definitely talk about that later. And then you go to the top of the fifth. They have a 2-run bomb, makes it 4-1. They scored another run in the sixth, and then Santana had a home run in the eighth. 6-1 loss. That's all the Astros did. They scored in the fourth. It doesn't matter what Blanco did. They didn't score. So I don't think it even matters how good he pitched.
That's right. I mean, it's in that game on Friday night, it was kind of like Chinese water torture of watching the game, because every time it come up, the Astros got that run, and then the Twins got a run. Then they got a run. Then they got a run. Then they got a run. And they did the things that you'd like to see the Astros do, just add on. Don't have to add on, put big crooked numbers, but if you can put fence posts up 5 innings in a row, you're going to win the game most likely.
Yeah. I was talking about some games the other day, and it was like the Astros scored some runs, but like only in one inning. They scored one inning in 3 games in a row. One game they scored like 4 or 5 in the inning, but it was just 3 games in a row. They could only
cross
the plate in one game.
Try 7 in a row. They almost set a record for a team scoring all their runs in one inning.
Wow.
And it was a big deal when they finally got, you know, runs in more than one inning.
Got to put it together. Mushinski, third of an inning, hitting a run. Magic Man, 2 scoreless innings. Way to go, Magic Man. And then Alex Spies. This is the guy that they picked up off of waivers from Oakland on May 27th. 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and a strikeout. This is as far as I know, this is the first time I've seen the guy.
Yeah, it is the first time you've seen him. They were talking about him at the game that he gave up a run in the eighth inning, and they were just talking, said he could have given up 1, he could have given up 7. He's going to have to eat the inning.
Yeah, two innings, 2 hits, and 1 run, and that was a solo home run by Santana. So I think it was a great job by Alex Spies.
Not awful. He threw a lot of sliders, but they said he threw like he could touch a hundo, but I didn't really see that more than once. It was all sliders almost. And same thing we've talked about with Presley is, you know, I'm old school enough to see, I'd like to see a pitcher throw the fastball and establish number one and then throw pitches off of it.
All right. So offensively, Altuve 1-for-4, Yordan 1-for-4, Bregman 1-for-4. He had a home run. Jake Myers 1-for-4, Dubon 1-for-3, Jazz 0-for-3, Yiner 0-for-3. He's hitting .249 right now. Caratini started the next 2 games. I don't know if it's based on Yiner's play. Maybe he needs some rest. I'm not sure. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Chaz, so save your comments on that. Astros 1 run, 6 hits. The Twins had 6 hits also, but they scored 6 runs. Very more efficient. 0-for-4 runners in scoring position. The Astros left 6 on base. So they lose 6-1. They leave 6 on base. They could have scored more than one run, but the offense wasn't there.
No, and something I posted on X yesterday, the Astros only had 1 walk yesterday, or in the Friday night game. And I started looking at, you know, why are the Astros not scoring? And you look at their top line numbers, they're hitting .257, .258 as a team. It's like third or fourth in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, you know, that I looked and said, with their runners in scoring position, albeit this was a terrible series for runners in scoring position, I'm sure we'll talk about that later. Their batting average with runners in scoring position is almost exactly the same as their batting average, their top line batting average is.
Hmm.
Where one of the things that's different is they're on pace to walk about 490 times this year as compared to 550 last year.
Wow.
So you're averaging, you know, about a half a walk less a game, a third of a walk less a game. And the thing about those walks, and there's something else to be added onto it, is you work the pitcher. You get later into the game. Yeah. You get the pitcher tired. You get to the bullpen. One of the things that also that was interesting is they're still not striking out much, which tells me they're just not commanding the strike zone and swinging at pitches they shouldn't swing at. That comes back to Diaz. We talked a couple of pods ago that Diaz can hit, but he's not yet a hitter. And he will really become a hitter. And he will do this, and he will learn to command the strike zone. Make them throw him his pitch. We've talked about it, you and I, on the pod a couple of times. He makes the pitcher throw his pitch, and he crushes it.
Yeah. All right, so game two was Framber Valdez. I think he had a bad outing the last time out. Bottom of the first, Yordan had a two-run homer, brought in Kyle Tucker, 2-0. My boy Jose Abreu, a home run in the second inning, his first home run of the year. 3-0 Astros. Kyle Tucker had a home run, his 19th in the third inning. Yordan, another home run in the fifth inning. We're up 5-0. And then the Twins add two runs late in the game, seventh and eighth inning. A 5-2 win for the Astros. This is like the 2017 team. They can only score when they hit home runs.
Yeah, that was a fun game. I was at that game. And what was fun is that Tucker's and Abreu's ball couldn't have landed about 10 feet apart from each other. Yordan's first was a good old-fashioned Yordan smash way up there. Second one was a line drive that only got 50 feet off the ground.
Man.
I mean, it was just a seed. Abreu's ball was not cheap. I mean, he hit a 376 or something like that. But he took an outside pitch, he hit it to where it was pitched, and it wasn't cheap. Now it's going to be interesting to see with Abreu if the pitchers start banging him inside, because all of his hits have been on the outside corner and he shot him to right field.
Yeah, you spoke about Yordan's second home run. I think it was a 19-degree launch angle.
Yeah.
Just crushed it into like the fourth row.
Oh yeah. It was like a total 3-iron.
So Framber had a great outing, 7 innings, 2 hits and 1 run, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. He did not give up any home runs. He's now 4-3, ERA 3.95. So he's getting that down. Abreu had 2 hits and a run. Hader, a strikeout and save number 8. It's crazy, he only has 8 saves. Altuve, 1-3. Tucker, 1-3 with an RBI. He scored twice. Yordan, 3-3 with 2 home runs. Alex Bregman, 2-4. Dubon, 1-4. Abreu, 1-3 with an RBI. Caratini, 0-3. Jake, 0-4. The Astros, 5 runs on 10 hits, 0-3 with runners in scoring position. And they left 5 on base. 4 home runs, I believe. 1, 2, 3. 4 home runs for the Astros. That's why they are 0-3 runners in scoring position. How are they? Okay, I guess Kyle Tucker must have been on first. So, great win. It's the kind of wins you like when you were there.
Yeah, Framber had a no-hitter going into the seventh.
Yeah.
Lost it pretty quickly going into the seventh. He was just missing his spots, walked a couple guys.
He had a perfect game
going. What's that? Right?
He had a perfect game going at one time, didn't he?
I don't know if he had a perfect. He had a no-hitter.
He walked a guy, and then they got a double play. Maybe that wasn't the seventh inning, but – yeah. Pretty late in the game, he had a perfect game going. Maybe it was 5 or 6.
Yeah, Framber was really good. And he gutted through the seventh inning. And then Abreu gave up a run or two, gave up a couple of runs. Framber gave up one.
Yeah.
And then Hader came in and shut the door.
Oh, yeah. Shut the door, Hader. What Altuve sat out today, so I don't know if that counts, but he has how many hit streak is that? 7? He's only getting one.
He struck out today, so what if he had one going, it ended.
Okay. He pinch hit late in the game.
He pinch hit for Abreu and struck out on a curveball in the dirt.
Big time. Bad swing.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to game 3. Hunter Brown, this is today, Sunday. I can't read my writing, but they got a home run in the first. They made it 1-0. Kirilloff, RBI double in the second. Caratini hit his fourth home run in the bottom of the second, and we're down 2-1. Alex Bregman had a home run, a two-run shot, brought in Tucker. It was Alex Bregman's eighth home run of the season. 3-2 Astros. Top of the sixth, Miranda had a home run. That tied it up. And then top of the eighth, Miranda, an RBI double, 4-3 off of off of Presley. And the Astros lose 4-3.
Yeah, the Astros got busted by the Miranda rule. The that ball that Miranda hit off of Brown was a shot. I mean, it was a seed. Hey, what'd you think about the Roku broadcast today? Yeah, TK, and you had LaTroy Hawkins, and LaTroy Hawkins, and then Julia was on the field, but they hardly went to Julia at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the same, different graphics, yeah. But it just they didn't have the chemistry that he has with Blum.
No,
but I don't even know, like, how do you even watch those games?
I'll watch it online. The Roku had a free stream today.
Oh. So what is this? You have to get a Roku app to watch games now?
I just did it through my computer, and they gave a web address to go to, and that's what I did. I signed up for a free account that I told them I wasn't going to pay anything for.
Wow.
So I'm not going to get the 30-day surprise.
Yeah, so I have this box called a Max. And I just watched it on whatever it is, MLB Extra Innings.
Oh, yeah. MLB TV. So, oh, Extra Innings?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what it's called. I can watch any game I want.
Cool.
And in football season, I even have that red zone stuff. So
yeah, I had Extra Innings when I lived in Beaumont. And I lived in Beaumont for about a year, and that's the only way I could get the Astros or who are really what I wanted to watch. Really, when you're living in Beaumont, you know, watching the Mariners and the Angels is kind of the highlight of the evening.
All right, so Hunter Brown, 6 innings, 5 hits, and 3 runs. He had 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. However, he did give up 2 home runs. Abreu had a hit and 2 strikeouts. Presley, a hit and a walk and a run. He's 0-3 with a 5.24 ERA. I saw some things online that somebody said it's time to get rid of Presley. Or just get him out of there. I mean, it's time to get him out of that role. And I think you even messaged and said something similar to that. But
yeah,
I don't know if the guy can be trusted to pitch the eighth inning anymore.
You know, something I'm wondering is that, you know, Espada's been with this team for a long time. And I'm wondering that we saw with Abreu, now we're seeing with Presley. Is he too loyal to the guys that have been good to him for a long time? You know, Dusty was loyal, but then Dusty moved guys around. You never, you know, that was Dusty's style, not to necessarily have somebody playing the same position or except for Presley, not going the eighth inning or the ninth inning or the seventh inning. He moved guys around. Montero's been good. Yeah, he's like all of them. They're going to have they're going to give up a run or two. But Montero's been good. Abreu, you know, he'll scare the daylights out of you, but normally jumps and he wiggles off the hook. You know, maybe it's time to put Presley in the sixth, seventh inning so he can decompress and just pitch. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. He's not been good.
That's what they did with Jose Abreu. I mean, he was batting high in the lineup, and they're like, let me move him down. Let me move him down. Yeah. And this guy's like, $15 million a year or whatever he makes batting eighth down there with the Caratini. I mean, you got to do what's right for the team. Find someone that can go in there and pitch the eighth inning.
That's
Abreu,
right.
Abreu should pitch the eighth inning.
Yeah. Either he or Montero. Jose Abreu was 1-for-5 for the series. That was one home run.
Yep.
Against the Mariners, he was 1 for the series, he was 1 or 2 for 10. So he's 3 for 3 hits. He's hitting 200. He's hitting 300 since he's come back. I mean,
that's my boy.
That's almost a worst case scenario for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not been good to where so good that you can say, man, he's back. But he's not been so bad that you can't, that you just say, man, he's over 15, over 18, over 22. It's done.
I think he can turn it around, though. He turned it around last year at the end.
That home run wasn't cheap. No. And it was a line drive. It was hit to the deeper part of the park. It was a big boy home run.
All right. Did I do the offense on this one? Kyle Tucker, 1 for 3, scored a run. Bregman, 2 for 4, drove in 2. Yordan, 1 for 4. Caratini went 1 for 4 today. And Chaz went 1 for 3. Chaz McCormick is hitting .209. And it's part of fair or foul. So we cannot talk about Chaz McCormick at this moment. So bite your lip or bite your tongue, whatever it's called, for us not to talk about it.
Yeah. All I was going to say is McCormick had a gorgeous bunt. He had a bunt down the third baseline. It was, I mean, they were playing deep and Chaz just laid it down.
All right. So we are going to give you our Ram Shirts Player of the Series right after this.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we're back. It is time to give you our Ram Shirts Players of the Series. Don't forget, if you are a podcast listener, if you're listening to this right now, send an email to astrosbaseballpodcast@gmail.com, and somewhere in the email, put the word dad. It is now June the 2nd, so the contest started yesterday. Eventually, I will open it up to social media, but if you do it through the podcast, if you put the word dad, then you're going to get 5 entries. So you have 5 times better chance than the guys on online. And no, you don't get 6 chances entering on social media. All right. So we got the players of the series. Let's start with pitcher.
Pitcher's Fromber. Fromber was, you know, as Dusty, you say, hey, Fromber, he's really good. Fromber was really good yesterday. He ran out of gas. He threw 85 pitches in the game yesterday. You thought he had gone longer, but Espada made the right decision taking him out because he's starting to miss his spots. Yesterday, seven innings.
Oh yeah,
2 hits. Did walk 4 guys. So he wasn't sharp. Still a whip in the series of .057. That's winning baseball.
Oh, yeah. I also have for Amber Valdez. You give me 7 innings, I'll give you some hardware. You will be my Ram Shirts Player of the Series. Pitcher of the Series, though. Position Player of the Series. I think we're going to match on this one, too.
Who do you have?
I have Alex Bregman. He went 1 for 4 in game 1 with a homer. He went 2 for 4, and then he went 2 for 4 again with another home run. That is 5 for 12. That'll get you hardware anytime.
Yeah, I've got Yordan.
Yordan.
And I've got Yordan because, and it's super close. Yordan was just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Both of them had 5 hits. Yordan had 11 at bats. Yordan had a walk that Bregman didn't have. Both had 2 home runs. Bregman had 11, had 12 total bases, and Yordan had 11, but as a 455 versus 417 average, but the OPS for Yordan was 1.5 and Bregman is 14.17. Either one of them you could make a case for.
Well, but I like, oh wow, I forgot to do this. So I like it when 2 people deserve it and we don't agree, because looking at Wally's numbers there, they do both agree. They do both deserve it. So who do you have for Coach Rose winner? I might have to give it to somebody else. I have somebody, but I may change it.
Yeah. You know, the weird thing about the series, and one of the reasons they lost the series, is you had two guys that performed, and really the rest of no one on the rest of the team batted above 250 for the series. So I'm going to give it to Abreu. He had a home run, you know, and just Abreu hitting a home run is enough to give him the Coach Rose Award.
I gave Jose Abreu the Coach Rose winner too, because he had a home run, first home run of the year. That is the most Coach Rose worthy thing you can do. I don't care if you went 1 for 20, you got your first home run of the year.
But here's what I was talking about. Altuve 250 for the series, Tucker 200, Myers 091, Singleton 200, DeBon 182, Chaz 167, Pena 125, Caratini 143. Pathetic. You're not going to win a lot of series if you got two guys, the only two guys that are. Now, at least they're back to back. So, you know, maybe you can get some synergy off of that. But, you know, no one hit.
No. Can't win games relying on two fellas there, buddy.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's take a look at the standings. The Astros are 26-34. They're 7 games behind Seattle, who have a late start. I think they're just getting started right now. And then Texas was up 6-0. So I'm going to give them a win. So we are 3.5 games behind Texas. Still doable to catch these guys.
Yeah, Rangers already won. All right, Rangers won 6-0.
So that's your standings, folks. Next up, for all you old-time Astros fans, this is an exciting weekend. I bet Wally's excited about it. St. Louis Cardinals come to town.
Yeah, one of my earliest memories, or certainly my earliest baseball memories, is in the mid-60s. My grandfather and I would be in Little Rock, Arkansas, drinking chocolate sodas and listen to Harry Carey call baseball games.
Chocolate sodas?
Oh, yeah. Bosco chocolate sauce, vanilla ice cream, and club soda. Mix it up in one of those old soda mixers and doohickey things. Man, it was good. And we would listen to Harry Carey call St. Louis Cardinal games on KMOX, the sports voice of the Midwest. And Harry sounded kind of the same as he did, you know, the same voice, but he certainly was not the lounge act that he became. He talked just talked about baseball, and he still couldn't pronounce the Hispanics' names.
Dang. All right, so St. Louis is 27-29. They also have a losing record, just not as losing as ours. Monday, the game is at 7:10. It's Justin Verlander versus Gibson, who's 4-2 with a 3.60 ERA. Anytime Verlander's pitching, I always give the edge to the Astros.
Yeah, and he's pitching against Kyle, not Bob, so that's a good thing for us.
All right, Tuesday at 7:10 is Spencer Arrighetti, who's been pretty good lately against Pallante, I think his name is. 1-1, 3.94. This could be the game that's up in the air there.
Yeah, and you know, both Arrighetti and Brown have been pitching well enough for the Astros to win games. Yeah. And that's the disappointing aspect of the hitting, is that right about the time, this is, you know, you hear a lot of teams talk about this. When they're hitting, they're not pitching. When they're pitching, they're not hitting. Yep. And that's kind of what's happening for the Astros. The bullpen's kind of figured it out. The middle of April has pitched to a 2.93 ERA. So they've really figured it out.
Do you like losing 3-2 or 11-10?
I don't care. I want to win. A lot of it depends on how you got there.
Yeah.
You know, if you go, like we played against Lopez the other day, and Lopez has our number. He ate us up in the playoffs last year. He was good. Sometimes you just tip the hat and say, you know what, that guy was pretty good.
Yeah.
You with the Astros for the series, this is what these are the things that bug me, is when you're 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position in the series.
Yeah.
Okay. They left 16 men on base. For every run they scored, they left 1.78 men on base. And something I've been tracking is if they can stay at 1.5 or below on that, they typically will win the series. They've only had one when they haven't won the series like that. Hmm. It means you're getting guys on base. You're knocking them in. You hit a home run. You know, you don't leave guys on base.
There you go. And then Wednesday, the game's in the afternoon. It's Ronel Blanco, his rebound game against Mikolas. 3-6, 5.54 ERA. JV, Blanco, Arrighetti. I talked about the Arrighetti game. Remember when they left him in and I was pissed? I'm like, why'd you leave him in, dude? You should have just taken him out. He got his ERA down and you let him screw it up, but he's been great since then. So I'm pretty excited about that. I like the pitching matchups against St. Louis. I like
it. I do too. Kyle Gibson will be an innings eater. You can figure Kyle Gibson is going to give up, you know, three or four runs over, you know, 5 or 6 innings. He never won't go late. He doesn't have terrific stuff, but he'll keep him in the game.
Yeah, 3.60 ERA.
Miles Mikolas is having a bad year. He's a guy that, I think he was in Japan, but they brought him back 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, he's been steady. He's been okay. He had one really good year, but 3-6 with, you know, a pretty tough ERA. They ought to get to him.
I hope so. And that is an afternoon game, so we'll see. And then I think they're off Thursday. And then I think they hit the road after that. But anyway, that doesn't matter yet because it is time. It is time for Fair or Foul, and Wally doesn't know any of these.
No. Astros are off on Thursday.
All right, let's start with this, buddy. Fair or foul? This is just my opinion. So you know mine's fair. I'm going to tell you right now, this is fair for me. Joey Loperfido needs to come back.
I agree. I agree. One of the things that I think has been a real detriment to the team is it feels like, and we talked about some of the loyalty that Espada's had. I think the whole team has had some loyalty to some people. It feels like the Astros are trying to justify this investment in Abreu. They're giving him every chance to justify this investment in Abreu. And it just doesn't feel right. I think Loperfido absolutely needs to come back.
He's a stud. You can get rid of Chaz. Chaz is hitting 209.
Yeah. I'll let you go fair. I guess you're going to do a fair foul on Chaz.
I'm already saying fair. Yeah, no, that's the Chaz part. That's the Chaz part.
Yeah, I would. Here's the thing that I wish they'd do.
209.
You've got Greg Kessinger. Yeah, Greg Kessinger on the team. The dude can field. He never gets in the game. I mean, he could be dead.
I didn't even know he was on the team, Wally.
Yeah, he could be dead. No one would know because he's never in the game.
That's so true.
I mean, yeah, he has. I'd have to go back and use carbon 14 dating to see how long it's been since he's been in a game. If you're going to have Kessinger on the team, play him. If you're not going to play him, you know, ideally you'd be able to trade someone like a Chaz for a functional utility type infielder. Get Kessinger. Maybe you package Kessinger with it. But you got to use your whole roster because right now they're essentially playing a man short.
Gabe Kessinger played May 16th.
Great. Greg Kessinger played the 6th. So we're talking about.
He played the 16th, the 13th, and the 12th, but he did not have an at-bat. So he went in and played outfield, or he went and played infield at the end of the game. He got an at-bat against Detroit on the 11th. He got an at-bat.
Yeah, he doesn't have a hit all season. He doesn't have a hit all season, which you can't blame him because the guy probably, you know, it's been so long since he's played. He probably needs directions to get to home plate.
He has one hit. But one at-bat, four at-bats. I mean, they don't use him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what happens. That's what happens when you have Jose Altuve, Jeremy Peña, and Alex Bregman, and you have an aging superstar at first base.
He has. They're gonna play. Okay, this is baseball reference. He has 11 at-bats. He has scored a run. Okay. Has no hits.
I thought he has one hit.
But this is what I'm looking at. But I mean,
this is on MLB Network. Oh no, it's a run.
It's a run. Right. Yeah.
He scored a run on April 13th. Okay. If he was dead, no one would know it. So what'd you say? Oh, we both say fair. Loper Fiedler needs to come back. This is when we need comments, folks, right here. All right. Number two. The Astros will take the series versus the Cardinals.
That's fair. That's fair. If they lose the series in against St. Louis, that means we're, what, 9 games under 500 right now?
Eight.
Right. We're eight. That'll put us at 9 games under 500. It means we'll probably lose a game to Seattle. That puts us 8, maybe 9 games out. You know, it's looking in the mirror time. Yeah, sweep would be wonderful. And they could. I mean, the pitchers are set up. Eric Geddy, you know, it's been great seeing Eric Geddy. In a season like this, you look for bright spots when you can get them. As you see a guy like Eric Geddy, who clearly was in over his head the first time he pitched against Kansas City, I believe.
And they left him in there forever.
Well, it was only the first inning. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they let him work his way out, and he got through three innings. You know, it's the first inning he was fine. Second inning he got hit pretty hard, and he took him out in the third. But you've seen a progression of Eric Geddy. He's gotten better and better and better. And right now he's a, you know, maybe he goes backwards, but right now he's a functional major league pitcher.
Oh yeah, I'm happy with him.
Yeah, I am too. And Brown, you know, Brown gave up 3 runs today. Guess what? He gave up 3 runs in 6 innings. Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not no hit stuff, but he kept you in the game. He's not the reason you lost.
If every starter gives a 6 innings, 3-run ball, we have a chance to win.
Well, and that's what, you know, our starter ERA right now is 4.69. You know, so that's kind of in line with 6 runs. Or 6 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs. You'd like to see that number lower, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, June is the big month for Yordan Alvarez. So look for him.
Yeah.
Look for him to make a huge push. Look for Yordan. Yeah. He already started out hot. So
we were at the game yesterday. When I was at the game yesterday, I was looking down when Yordan hit his first home run. And you didn't even have to look up. You just heard the ball off the bat. It said the ball just sounds different when he hits it right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Number three, the Astros are making the playoffs. We talk about this a lot, but I want to gauge how comfortable you are with saying they are going to make it. And it looks like they're going to have to win. They're going to have to win their division. And I'm going to say fair because I haven't given up on them yet. I think they can put together a streak like they did earlier. They just got to get it together, man. I still have faith in them.
We keep on waiting for it. It's 7. They're 7.5 back in the wild card. So right now they're at the same position they are of the division.
Yeah.
So if you're going to say, you know, it looks like they're going to have to win the division. And I'm going to say fair, but ask me in 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's getting really close. It's getting really close for me to say, no, they're not going to, because series like this, Minnesota started out really well. They showed it today. They started out really good. Then they went bad and then they went good. You know, they're up and down, but I don't know, man. I think that's a team we should have beat in the series. Maybe the pitching matchups didn't favor us. I don't know. But it's getting pretty irritating. I'm getting close.
Yeah.
I'm teetering.
I've talked about this before, but when you look at overtime, making up – well, they've got a couple of issues here. They're behind a bunch of teams in the wild card, so you're dependent on them not to do so well.
There's 8 teams ahead of them in the wild card.
Yeah. And you've got you're catching the Rangers and the Mariners, and making up overtime more than one game a week is really, really hard to do. You know, yeah. You can, let's say you play 13 games out of 14 days, just start looking at the math. If that other team is playing only 500, you know, you still got to go, you know, if you had 13 games, you still got to go 8-5, 9-4 to catch somebody.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
I think once the Astros are 10 games behind Seattle, maybe you can count them out. I don't know, but it sucks. It sucks, dude, because they are so talented and it's just irritating. So talented. So we said, both said fair, right? Okay. So Oakland, the Angels, and the White Sox are the only ones that are worse.
We said fair, but we've got 1 foot off the ledge.
I'm teetering. Teetering. All right, number four. I got two. I think these are food. No, one's food and one's drinks. Fair or foul, cake is better than pie.
Ooh, depends on the pie, but probably foul on that.
You like pie?
Yeah, give me good pecan pie. My grandmother was a great Southern. My grandmother was a great Southern cook. Man, she could cook a pecan pie like nobody's business.
You're right. The only kind of pie I don't really like is apple. But I love cake. I'm going to say fair. I'm a cake guy. But I like pie too, but not all of them. Cherry pie, apple pie, kind of pies, I mean, in a pocket. Not I don't really like that stuff.
Yeah.
Pecan pie, sweet potato pie, stuff like that. I'm all for it. All right, number five. I think I may know your answer on this one. Frozen margaritas are better than margaritas on the rocks.
Oh, that is foul. Margaritas on the rocks with salt, Patron.
With salt? And,
yeah, with salt.
Do you lick it or what?
No, just kind of drink it and you know, it adds
you
that
like
little
margaritas little on extra. The rocks?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you get the ones at the game on the rocks?
You have a Palace Coup going
said
on
rocks
here.
Also?
Yeah, you're talking a Palace Coup going on here, senor.
What the heck?
With a little Patron. There's a Mexican food restaurant that we've been through. It's La Hacienda. It's out on the west side of Memorial. It's been there since 1973, and we've been going there since 1973. You get a tacos al carbón or a number 8. It's great Mexican food. It is. It's good Mexican food because, you know, it's still reasonably priced.
Yeah.
You know, Mexican food has gotten even out of this world, but you can get a good combo dinner for $12, $13 in number eight tacos al carbón. Man, it's good.
I do appreciate the fact that
for everybody out there. For everybody out there, La Hacienda on Wet Memorial, west of Dairy Ashford, between Dairy Ashford and Eldridge. It's fantastic.
So I got to appreciate the fact that you are not using an accent while talking about Mexican food.
Oh, yeah. I could speak a little Spanish, but I don't.
That's like a pet. That's a pet peeve for some people.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go this morning. What do you want for breakfast? I don't know. I feel like eating tacos.
Yeah.
Let's go get some salsa.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, especially when you're white. There's no need to put the accent. I'm going to say it however I want to say it. All right? That's what I'm going to say. All right, buddy, that's all we have. It is time for final thoughts. I don't even know if I have any, but you can go ahead if you
want. Yeah, it's getting late early. Right now, the Astros are 8 games under 500. They played exactly 60 games. So they're well past the 1/3 mark of the season. Do you know that in 20 games, in 21 games, we will have played half the season? Wow. So they're in a position where things have to happen. You want to be positive. It's there. You know, it does kind of feel like this is like one last run with this team. before they actually have to start, you know, dismantling some parts.
Yeah.
But it's time to get after it. It is, it's flat time to get after it, and it's time to for the team to start winning.
All right, my final thought is this. I saw this today in my memories on Facebook. I used to do all my Astro stuff on Facebook, and then my daughter's like, do you watch, do you still watch the Astros? I'm like, yeah, but now I'm on Twitter. But in 2017, in the month of May, Carlos Correa was the American League Player of the Month, 386 average, 7 homers, 26 RBIs. That was probably the best month he ever had in his life. And the pitcher of the month was Lance McCullers Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4-0, 0.99 ERA in 36 innings. He had 37 strikeouts. So blast from the past, 2017. There you go. I talked about the 2017 team twice.
And he and Garcia are coming back, I guess. Yeah, let's just hope they're back soon enough where they can make a difference. And right now, it's not necessarily the pitching. Pitching's been just fine.
Yeah.
You know, do they? Here's one. Fair or foul?
Ooh. Impromptu fair or foul.
With McCullers and Garcia coming back.
Yeah.
The Astros move a pitcher for a position player. Because you'll have lots of pitchers.
I would say that they will not do that.
I think you're probably right, but it's not something that's completely because you don't want to put all your eggs in in the basket of two guys that are coming back off the an 18-month DL. But you have log jams at starting pitcher. You're going to have a log jam in the outfield.
Well, if you have a ton of starting pitchers, then you have injuries, you'll be covered. Because the Astros starting nine is pretty solid. You got someone like Mauricio Dubon hitting almost 300, or he does hit 300. He doesn't play every day. There's stuff. I mean, Yordan, and then you got Jake Myers. You got they don't even have anywhere for Dopervito. So you're
by the
saying
way, something
would trade for somebody like Kessinger who they don't even use. So I say no way, buddy, no way.
Sorry I talked over you, but one thing we do need to acknowledge is when Jake Myers made that fabulous catch in center field, that was such a classy move for Byron Buxton to tip his hat to Myers. I mean, that was a fabulous catch and a really, really classy move by Buxton.
Yep. All right. Well, on that note, folks, this has been a classy podcast. And for Wally, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Astros Base.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.